I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night here on on News Talk 830 WCCO. I just came across a tweet that I just things that make you say, Remember when Arsenio Hall did that on this show many years ago? Things that make you say, Well, the tweet that I just came across was from, I don't know if you're a fan or not. I don't even know if you eat – well, I'm assuming you eat fast food from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But Wendy's, okay?
Oh, I love Wendy's.
Oh, do you love Wendy's?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so Wendy's tweeted this out earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy chicken nuggets are officially back on August 19th. Retweet to save my fingers. Okay? So they're announcing that spicy chicken nuggets are officially back on August the 19th, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my question, though. My opinion. My opinion is you should always have spicy chicken nuggets. Like nowadays, if you're serving nuggets, you should have both. You should have original nuggets and you should have spicy nuggets. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, and I would pick the spicy nuggets.
I would pick the spicy every time.
I'd pick them every time. I think what they're trying to do, and this is what McDonald's has done with the McRib, or with the Shamrock Shake, although that's more seasonal.
No, but that's different, though.
Those
are more seasonal. You always have nuggets on the menu.
Okay, then take the McRib. That's the item that I think that's not seasonal. There's no reason, but every once in a while it's back.
No. It is. It is seasonal. It's not always on the menu.
But it's not. But like the Shamrock Shake's a bad example because that is associated
the McRib is a bad example.
No, that's a great example.
No, it's not because it's not year-round.
Exactly, just like the nuggets aren't year-round. That's what we're talking about.
But nuggets are year-round, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing – put it like this. There's the original nuggets, and then there's the spicy nuggets, right? The McRib, and then what else is even close to the McRib? There isn't anything.
But the McRib has been a big success for McDonald's, I think, in that it's only available for certain times, and then that's why it's kind of this like weird cult classic item at McDonald's, and that's what Wendy's is trying to create with the spicy nuggets.
I understand that. I totally understand that, but I don't think that your comparison is a good correlation. I don't think that's a good comparison because the McRib, they're put it like this. Is there something on the menu that's similar to the spicy nuggets? Yes, original nuggets. Is there anything on McDonald's menu that's even close to the McRib?
I don't get why that has anything to do with it.
It has everything to do with
it.
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you right now, dude. I cannot believe you. I don't think that's a good comparison at all.
How is that not? I completely disagree.
So you think that having just basic nuggets on the menu versus the spicy nuggets, that there is something similar with McDonald's. What's close to a McRib?
I'm not saying there is anything close to McRib. I'm saying that the strategy McDonald's employs.
I agree with the strategy. The strategy is we give it to you and then we take it away.
Yes, exactly.
That.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
But what I'm saying is in regards to Wendy's, the spicy nuggets to me is not unique enough to where we shouldn't have it year-round. Like, the McRib is a unique sandwich. Mm-hmm. I don't think that spicy chicken nuggets are that unique to where, well, we should put it out there for a couple of months and then take it off. I don't think that.
Well, but clearly that's what they're trying, and clearly you and I want the spicy nuggets and are going to go get them on, what was that day again? I'm marking my calendar now.
August 19th, but you are because I'm not the biggest fan of Wendy's.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
I found it interesting. I'm like, spicy nuggets? I mean, they should do that anyway.
I wonder if you can get the spicy nuggets with the 4 for $4. That's the deal I always get over at Wendy's.
Oh, see, you're a Wendy's pro.
Well, I wish
you're a Wendy's pro.
Yeah, occasionally.
All right. Let's take a phone call from Dwayne in Bloomington. What's up, Dwayne?
Morning, Mr. Lake.
Dwayne, whose side are you? Who are you siding with here, man? Come on. I know you say you're a big fella, so you got to weigh in on these Nuggets, man.
You just said weigh in.
Clearly. You gotta,
clearly what?
Well, first of all, I'm going to laugh at your joke now like it doesn't hurt, but later on after we hang up, I will be in tears because I'm very sensitive about my weight. I'm on that by now. But clearly, DJ is correct.
Turn off his. Hey,
no way.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Dwayne. No, cut him off. Cut him.
No, it's the Dwayne show. He's on.
The whole point of bringing it back periodically is people will come out to get it when they know they have a short window. It's the same strategy with both products. But
so let me ask you this: Why does Chick-fil-A have a spicy chicken sandwich all year round, and they have an original chicken sandwich?
Well, I don't know. It's because maybe I don't.
But Chick-fil-A has chosen not to implement this particular strategy. So Chick-fil-A, maybe they would offer a sandwich with bacon on it or a different type of nuggets or whatever they decide to offer, that they say we're going to do this for a month out of the year or whatever the deal is.
All I'm saying is not McDonald's, but Wendy's could make more money if they just went ahead and offered the damn spicy chicken nuggets year round.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is a fat guy calls in and he's supposed to be an expert on fast food. If an alcoholic called in, would you expect him to be an expert on bars?
Well, if you're as fat as you say you are, you should be able to weigh in on this topic.
Oh, goes back to the same double entendre twice.
He got you there.
Oh, yeah, you did get me there.